Good morning, Grandpa. How are you doing today?
Very well. And yourself?
Not too bad so far. Can you tell me who you are and where you grew up?
I'm William H. Tooze Sr., and I grew up in Muskego, Wisconsin, and I've been here all my life.
So what was it like to live in the 50s and 60s in comparison to now? Like, what are the main differences, would you say?
Well, the difference now is, like in Muskego, I know just about 80% of the people in the, you know, in the township and the city. Now, I mean, it's changing, and you don't know as many people, and things are, you got to be a little more careful and all that. And it was just easier to get around and all that. So
what was it like having, like, me and my sister live so close, just next door?
Well, let's see. When you're real little, you used to always come down and ring the doorbell and ask Grandma to come out and play. And then she'd always have to figure out who's at the door and then, until she looked down to see this little guy down there. And Shelby was about this, just about the same. Shelby didn't run around as much as you did, coming down this far. But, yeah, it was fun.
Awesome. So how long have you been married to Grandma? And what advice would you give to people in order for them to live a successful and, like, fruitful and long marriage like you have?
Let's see. We've been married, 61 years. And it's been, you know, in the marriage, there's always highs and lows. But we always did pretty good. I just didn't get carried away demanding you to do it this way and that way and all that. And try to work together. And that was about the easiest way to handle it.
Excellent. So you're a pretty funny guy, and every time I am over here going out to church or something, you're always joking with people. So it's like, where do you come up with all these jokes, or what would you say you learn these jokes from?
Oh, just sometimes, you know, some of them I just think up, and other times guys I used to work with or people I know. Also, some are in the senior magazines. Boy, do I love the senior magazines. Yeah, okay. That's about it.
Okay. Would you ever say you get in trouble because of your humor?
Now and then. Usually with the same person.
Grandma.
yeah, right. And, you know, that she just stops and turns around the stairs. And I know the stare.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that you're proud of me?
Oh, yeah. This is my youngest grandson. Yeah, I'm pretty proud of him. He looks good. He talks well, you know, and I mean, you know, and he's friendly. And he's always got a smile on his face, too, and a grin. Plus, he drives a Ford. He's right there. That's about it.
Thanks, Grandpa, for taking the time and doing this with me.
You're welcome.